Earthlink Studios is an independent media production collective devoted to informing with facts and trends about those things that determine our collective futures. We aim to do this in plain language that everyone can understand. The Darling River and Menindee Lakes are in crisis. We are working hard to bring out and share the personal lived stories and facts surrounding the problem to the people of Australia and around the world.
We watched black and white Australians queue up next to a tanker to fill up their water bottles and their water containers to take home. And the water tanker had been funded by a young teenage boy raising money in Melbourne and another fella in Adelaide. So everyone out there at that time was drinking water provided by other citizens. We can talk about the joys of water justice as much as we want, but if we don't tackle the phenomenal regulatory injustices, the corruption, and the criminal aspects of allowing corporations to do this to country, you see this image, all the people know where the water's going, and it's our job and it's your job to play a part in deconstructing the political structures that allow genocide and ecocide to occur. I would like to acknowledge country. I'm here on Yagara Turrbal country here in Brisbane. I'd like to acknowledge elders past, present and emerging. Of course, we'd like to acknowledge the First Peoples of the Barka, and also all of the Indigenous folks on this call, particularly folks I know and work with, including Anne Paulina and Virginia Marshall. I want to pay my respects to their amazing work and to Peter Yu for his wonderful talk. I'd also like to acknowledge that on this call we've got people who brought the to our attention here in the Australian Earth Laws Alliance, brought to our attention the plight of the Barka back in 2018 at our first at the first tribunal we held, where we were looking at what was going on in the Barka. With your permission, I'm going to share screen just to show you a couple of the photos from the tribunal while I tell you about what we were involved in. Back in 2019, well, actually, it was the end of 2018 at the Citizens and Tribunal we held, where we looked at four different issues from a community perspective, from a civil rights perspective, from a nature's rights perspective, that, as I mentioned, people from the community drew to our attention what was going on. So the Australian People's Tribunal for Community and Nature's Rights is a 100% civil society created initiative. It's auspiced and managed by the Australian Earth Laws Alliance, and we've been holding a number of different people's tribunals over the last few years. The 2019 Citizens Inquiry. So what I wanted to just show you all, if you have not read this report and you care about water justice, you have to read this report, because although the lakes now have water in them and we might be okay for a little while, this problem has not gone away. The structural problems have not gone away. The corporate and political corruption that have caused phenomenal destruction of this remarkable inland river system continue today. So please visit the tribunal webpage, tribunal.org.au. You will see the incredible 230-page report put together by Indigenous elders and lawyers. You will see 110 video testimonies and the video from the launch event. What we did, we listened to our fellow Aussies. We were very profoundly concerned as individuals and had been for decades about the Darling River. People like myself, who are from the bush, became Western educated as a lawyer, never really knew what we could do to help. We knew there was so much that had to be done. It was such a complicated issue. But in the end, we offered to come out and visit folks just to bear witness, not as experts, not as people above or below anyone else, but just as mates, as people who cared. And for 2 weeks, we sat all day, every day, listening to these grueling, horrific stories of injustice. We went from Mildura, Burunga, to Wentworth, Broken Hill, Menindee, Wilcannia, Bourke, Walgett, and Bulwarrina. And as a non-Indigenous Australian, I can tell you that it was the 2 weeks where the deepest shame I've ever felt for this so-called nation state was experienced, because the deprivation, the terrible treatment of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people out in those communities was laid bare. It was like in a war zone. These people had shock and grief and utter disbelief on their faces, and the whole place was in a terrible state. And what terrifies me is that after the rains pass, the structural problems that cause these issues will continue. I want to acknowledge the inquiry panel, Indigenous elder and mentor and dear friend, Mary Graham, Indigenous elder, Ross Williams, Gil Bowringer, Gwyn McCarrick, and Manav Satya. We as six people were the panel people who listened to everyone's stories. Mary and Ross weren't able to join us for all of the discussions, but they were involved in the work afterwards. The report itself, obviously I won't go into it, but the contents are important. This was written for the people. It wasn't written as an expert's paper. What it is, it tells the story of the river today and in the past from the perspective of the river communities, the people who've lived there since ancient, pre-time time, to the folks who are passionate and love the place now. We listened to community concerns, and very importantly, there was a remarkable, phenomenal knowledge of what the solutions were. All of the communities knew what had to happen. These are not victims. These are not people out there scratching their heads, wondering what's going on. They know exactly who is stealing water. They know exactly where the water is going. And they know the price that's being paid, not just by the people out there, but by the absolutely beautiful living world that is paying the ultimate price. We heard from kids, we heard from grandmas. If you read this report, a little read of Jordan Gilby's poem. She sat in front of our inquiry, a little eight-year-old, talking about her little poem and how when they went to the river, Nan and Pop cried. I think they were sad because all the fish died. She's a young Indigenous girl talking about her culture. They know what's going on. It was just awful to listen to these stories. We heard from folks in Menindee who had lost partners and friends from motor neuron disease, that there were direct links between the blue-green algae and the hideous state of the water. We heard about people who just couldn't quite believe the government had not only let this happen, but weren't offering to provide clean water. The water they drank, we watched black and white Australians queue up next to a tanker to fill up their water bottles and their water containers to take home. And the water tanker had been funded by a young teenage boy raising money in Melbourne and another fella in Adelaide. So everyone out there at that time was drinking water provided by other citizens. Councils, governments were all in denial about what was really happening. It was incredible to watch. And of course, the smell of death across everywhere in Menindee, everywhere you drove. And again, I'm a kid that grew up in the desert in the middle of Queensland. I know what droughts look like. This was different. And what terrifies me is, as I've said before, yes, the rains have come, but the water is still being taken. You've only got to look at satellite images to see the massive turkey nest dams. You've only got to read this report, and everyone can name where that water is going and what needs to happen for it to change. This remarkable, massive water catchment, this system of life that the Barkindji and other Indigenous peoples lived in and loved, is in deep trouble. We know that. But I guess the only other thing I want to say, and I can do this because I'm the controversial NGO, I'm not funded by anybody. We can talk about the joys of water justice as much as we want, but if we don't tackle the phenomenal regulatory injustices, the corruption and the criminal aspects of allowing corporations to do this to country, you see this image, all the people know where the water's going, and it's our job and it's your job to play a part in deconstructing the political structures that allow genocide and ecocide to occur. So that's what I wanted to share with you. I'm really, really proud of the work that everybody did, not just the six of us on the panel, but everyone, Mark Merritt and Susie and Rick's and all the gang who are doing the drawings, the extra five people who came out, James Lee, who helped us format that report. And can I just remind you all who are comfortably sitting in university jobs, that report was done. We raised $6,000 through crowdfunding, and we all did it as volunteers, and it was hard. So the price of supporting each other as Aussies needs to be really put in front of the folks with funding. Because just as those people out there were relying on other ordinary citizens to give them water, many not-for-profits who are out there trying to help are doing it tough to support. So please, if you're involved in any kind of structural reform that needs to happen, think beyond the usual experts. There's a whole bunch of material out there that people can share. So thank you for listening to me. Thanks for letting me be part of this. And we're really proud of the report. Have a look at it.